hanging on the cross, and we see who is on the ground standing around Jesus. And I want you to imagine now what it would be like if your son was hanging on the cross. And I want you to look at this scripture. And it says, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother was standing there. His mother's sister, in other words, his aunt, is standing there. Mary, the wife of Clopas, she too is there. And Mary Magdalene. Now, Mary was a hot name then. Mary Magdalene was there. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved. Now, I want you to get this. This is singular. He doesn't say all of the disciples. He doesn't say all of my disciples that I love. He says the disciple whom he loved. He is the object of this. The one whom I love. He has a special relationship with this one. And we know from Scripture that John is the beloved. So he is speaking here to John, and he says, Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby. He said to her, woman, and that sounds disrespectful to us, but in the Greek, it was not a disrespectful way of saying something to your mother. It was just acknowledging her as feminine. Here is your son. And to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time on, the disciple took her into his home. I don't know what it would be to be crucified. But there is this last piece of human business that Jesus has to take care of. From the cross. He's hanging on a cross. And the scripture says that the guards and those that had crucified Jesus could each take a piece of Jesus' clothing, and there must have been some dispute over who got what, and so they decided to roll dice to see who it was that got the robe of Jesus, and so they're over there. That's how much just discounting of Jesus that's going on here. They're over there casting lots, or dice, as the scripture says, for the robe or the garment of Jesus. So Jesus is hanging here naked in front of his mother, our sister, Caiaphas's wife, and Mary Magdalene, and John, the one he loves, and they're over here doing this, and I'm sure that all of them are in some state of horror and grief and moaning and crying and wanting to help Jesus. Feeling sorry for Jesus, hurting for Jesus, wanting to help Jesus. And this is what Jesus does. There is this one matter that I have not yet addressed, and I'm going to address it on the cross. On the cross. How much more significance could Jesus give to this issue and to this whole group of issues here than in the last words of his life, in the last moments of his life? He says, these are the issues that I want to take care of, that I want to address, that I want to make sure that for whatever reason they're taken care of even after I'm gone. That's what Jesus is saying. And who is it? It's his mother. It's his mother. And he says to his mother, he said, Mom, John over here, my beloved, is now your son. And in first century Middle East, a woman always had to have some connection to a man. She always had to have a son. She either had to have a husband, she had to have a brother, she had to have an uncle, she had to have someone to whom she was connected in order to ensure that she was protected. And in this moment, Jesus says to his mother, "Mom," hanging on the cross, "this is now your son, John." And he says to John, he says, "John, this is now your mother." And the scripture says, "And from then on, Mary, the mother of Jesus, lived at John's house." And I want you to just get this. First of all, my responsibility as a Christian, my purpose, my function as a Christian is going to be 80 to 90% focused on my family and my friends. It's going to be focused on my family and my friends. And I want you to see that. It isn't that we're not going to save the world, and it's not that the great messages that we have to proclaim to the rest of the world aren't important. But you see, my first responsibility are those people that I share my life with, my family and my friends. The first extension of my Christianity is to my family. Then it's to my friends, this group of people that I'm sharing my life with. And if for whatever reason I cannot communicate Jesus to them, to my family, to my friends, then I have missed something that is so important that Jesus was communicating in the last moments of his life. Underneath the caption, "family and friends," up there it says, it's not about what's right, who's right. This is about what matters. And I'm telling you, for whatever reason, it is with my family that I can get into it about what's right more than what matters. See, I can get so obsessed with being right and being correct that what matters just becomes discounted. It is overridden by the tension of, "I'm right here." My sister and I were having a discussion yesterday about my mother, who's very, very sick, and who drove. My father hasn't driven in 7 years. My mother drove them everywhere. And is going to be sick for a long time and then go through rehab. And we were having a discussion about what should happen and what we should do and what our responsibility was. And she says to me, "Well, I don't want this to cause a misunderstanding between us. Listen, this is what Christianity is for. See, it's not about right. It's about what matters. Is Jesus' mother going to be taken care of?" Jesus had brothers. It says he does. And yet Jesus says to John, he says to her mother, "This is now your son, and son, this is now your mother." It's not about what's right. It's about what matters when it comes to your family. Listen, Jesus intended for this relationship to be the first connection spiritually that you made, and then to your friends, And I find it ironic that people can be missionaries and evangelists and writers and speakers and all of these kind of things, and yet they can't get along with their family because of Jesus. I marvel at that. Confused by that. What kind of Jesus did they get? Jesus' final piece of business here on this earth is to his mother. You have a responsibility to your mother, humanly speaking. I'm not kidding when I say that. And what's interesting, if you will own that responsibility, I promise you, if she's an unbeliever, she will eventually connect to that. See? She will eventually connect to that. I have a responsibility to my mother. I have a responsibility to my father. It's my job. Listen, I have the same responsibility to them at this stage in their life as they had to me when I was an infant. You see? The same responsibility. Yes. And if you have to add on rooms and quit jobs and get into your savings, just like you would with an infant, so it is that you do with your parents. I didn't make this up. Jesus is dying for the sins of humanity and takes this moment to say, I got to take care of my mom. Got to take care of my mom here. The last piece of human business before Jesus, you see, redeems the sins of the world is he says, my mom's got to be taken care of here. You have a responsibility to those people. I mean, I don't think this is just in there. I mean, you know I'm passionate about this. Every so often I am a fan of American Idol. And I was watching American Idol the other night, and Kelly Clarkson's on there, and she does a song, and she said, I wrote this for my daughter, and she didn't say this, but it's about her father. And evidently her father and her mother had an estranged relationship, and she said her father was a good man. I'll let her sing this song. Watch this, would you please?
Next performer knows nothing about eliminations at all. She survived every single cut season one. She's proved to be an unstoppable force in the industry with a very emotional song called Piece by Piece. Please welcome Kelly Clarkson.
And all I remember is your back. Walking towards the airport, leaving us all in your past. I traveled 1,500 miles to see you. I begged you to want me, but you didn't want to. But piece by piece, he collected me up off the ground where you abandoned things. Yeah, piece by piece, he filled the holes that you burned in me. Yeah, 6 years old, and you know, he never walks away. He never asks for money. He takes care of me. He loves me. Piece by piece, he restored my faith that a man can be kind and a father could stay. And all of your words, they fall flat. I made something of myself, and now you wanna come back. But your love, it isn't free. It has to be earned. Back then I didn't have anything you needed, so I was worthless. Piece by piece, he collected me off the ground where you abandoned things. Yeah, piece by piece, he filled the holes that you burned in me. 6 years old, and you know, he never walks away. He never asks for money. He takes care of me, 'cause he loves me. Piece by piece, he restored my faith. That a man can be kind and a father could stay. Piece by piece. Well, piece by piece, I fell far from the tree. I will never leave her like you left me. And she will never have to wonder her worth. Because unlike you, I'm gonna put her first. And you know, he'll never walk away. He'll never walk away. He'll never break her heart. He'll take care of things. He'll love her. And piece by piece, he'll restore my faith. Sorry. That a man can be kind. And a father should. And a father should be. Great. Piece by piece.
Woo. Hi. Super pregnant and hormonal.
No way. I would have no idea how many number one songs she's had. And still, she just wants her dad. She just wants her dad. It's a place in us. It's in there. And it doesn't matter how rich, it doesn't matter how famous, how great and how big we become. All she wanted was her dad. The last piece of business before redeeming all humanity. And Jesus says to John, John, this is now your mother. Mom, this is now your son. Dads, if you have children, there is a hole in their life that is shaped just like you. And listen to this. There is a hole in my mother, in my father, that only I can fill. It's not an accident that the last moments of Jesus' life, he says, Mom, I want to make sure you're taken care of. It matters to your mother. It matters to your dad. Even though they say, oh no, don't worry about me. I'm sure that Jesus' mother is looking up at the cross and saying, Jesus, don't worry about that now. You're being crucified. Don't worry about me. They care. They care. going to tell you the story and then I'll be finished. This guy right here was on the Tonight Show. February 24th, February 26th. And he's one of those extreme athletes. Base jumps, jumps off the Alps with those wingsuits on. And he has a nutrition company as well. He's on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. He's just talking to him. He said, you know what, I found this most incredible product. He said, yeah, really, what is it? He said, it's this thing called the Med Cottage. He said, they're called granny pods. He's talking to Jimmy Fallon about this on Tonight Show. He said, yeah. He said, they're incredible. You should see them. And then they went on. And he, that night, because I looked to see when it was posted, took clips from about three videos that I had and uploaded them on his website. This morning I looked at it. I don't know if you can see the number in blue there. 23,713,721 views. That's every woman in America over 65. Now, that's not how it shook out. But somewhere, every little old lady that knew about this looked this up. And you know, my vision and my thing is that our greatest fear as we age is that we'll be isolated. And if you don't know, this was this granny pod was a PhD project for me. I made that. And so if you get 23 million views, how many phone calls do you think I got? Well, my phone number is not on there. But it keeps, the company keeps rolling over and over and over until it eventually comes to mine. And I answered the phone and I could see on there it was from Mississippi. And this lady with the most beautiful Cajun accent, she says to me, "Are you the man with them little houses?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I am." "Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." She said, "My mama is in a nursing home 200 miles away, and she said, I can only go once a month to see her. Sometimes it's 2 months. And she said, when I saw these little houses, I said, thank you, Jesus. I can bring my mama home and I can take care of her till she dies." Now, I'm telling you, I'm crying. I'm just crying. You can't believe how I'm crying. I said, "Ma'am, I'm sorry, but we can't put these in Mississippi." Long silence, and she said, "I was just so hoping I could take care of my mama till she died." And then she hung up. And I cried and I cried and I cried. Listen, I have a passion for taking care of your parents. The last piece of human business that Jesus does, hanging on a cross, is making sure his mom's got somewhere to stay. Connect your relationship with Jesus. Not to being a missionary. Not to being an evangelist. Not to being some great writer or speaker of religious materials or theologians. Connect it to your mom and your dad, your brothers and your sisters. He did. And so should you.